From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An Arcata man who led police on a chase while being wanted for an alleged kidnapping and attempted murder in Tennessee has pleaded guilty to charges here and will not fight extradition from California. 2 weeks ago, Cortez Lamont was traveling at speeds of up to 115 miles per hour as he tried to evade police after they spotted him and realized that he was wanted on a federal warrant. He drove into oncoming traffic and a roadblock had to be put up to catch him. He's wanted on a warrant out of Nashville, where in early March, he and another man allegedly carjacked a vehicle at a gas station. The victim was able to escape. We told you this week about the Coast Guard rescue of the crew of the 47-foot Midori after an onboard fire. Well, now the determination has been made that the vessel is safe to tow. It will be taken to the Eureka Municipal Docks, where a reported 1,500 gallons of diesel will be removed before the boat is salvaged. A fuel removal has not been scheduled yet. At about 9 Wednesday morning, there was a call about the distress fishing vessel. The five crew members on board abandoned ship 10 miles west of Trinidad, initially getting into a raft and then onto a boat that was in the area and assisted the crew members until a Coast Guard motorboat arrived. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies looking for a man who tried to steal a motorcycle from a McKinleyville residence early yesterday. Deputies dispatched to the 100 block of Twago Court in McKinleyville for a residential burglary alarm. Upon arrival, deputies heard noises coming from the backyard. They went back there and observed a man trying to pull a motorcycle over the fence. When deputies approached the man, he fled north into a nearby wooded area. They were unable to locate him, but were able to recover several items that had been taken from the residence. The suspect, a man wearing a black Carhartt-type jacket and a plastic paintball-style mask. Well, 42% of California State University students experienced low food security, and 11% reported being homeless at some point during the previous year. A recent study conducted by Humboldt State University social work professor Jennifer McGuire and CSU Long Beach social work professor Rashida Crutchfield is the most comprehensive study of university students' unmet basic needs and their relationship to student success ever completed within a four-year higher education system. The study indicates that today's college students face significant housing and food insecurity issues. It also shows that financial problems that directly impact mental and physical health and academic success. The study provides a solid basis, too, for change at the campus, state, and national levels. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.